is the most important game in Italy, is the Italian Derby, no? It's famous. After this break, Juventus recovered all the injury players that they had. And when they are with all the players, I think that Juventus is one of the best team in Italy. They recover Marchisio. I don't know if they can recover Morata, but Juventus is always Juventus. We are in the second position. Juventus is in the middle. For them, is an important game. Now it's 5 years the Inter don't beat Juventus in San Siro. Could be a good signal for the championship. If we are able to beat Juventus, I think that will be a very good season for us.
It seems that with Juventus selling three really good players all at once, Vidal, Pirlo, and Tevez, the strength has left them a little bit. Are you surprised by how poor their start to the season has been?
After 4 years that they won a championship, okay, you can have also some difficulties. These are normal. And they lost three important players. But it's my opinion that in the end, Juventus will fighting for the title.
Juventus and Roma, they're both in Europe. You're not. How much of an advantage is that for you?
Oh, I think that, okay, we prefer to play in Champions League, but I think that could be a good advantage during the season. Maybe not now, but in December, January, February, it could be good for us. If we are able to stay on the top.
You're going to win the league?
We hope. Why not? This is possible. We have a good team, we have good players. I think that will be very important the next game.
There seems to be a lot of hope around this club at the moment. Have you noticed a difference since coming back for a second time?
Yes. Something was changed from when I was here, but the club is always Inter, and Inter is one of the best team in the world. The target should be always the same: to stay on the top, try to win a championship, to stay in Champions League every year. Many things are changed. I think that one thing is the same: Inter. Inter is Inter.
Can you describe the difference, some of the things that you've noticed, some of the changes here?
But before, the president was Massimo Moratti, was the like a family. I think that today is difficult for one man to have everything on his hands, because now every club needs a lot of money. You need many people that work in different way, because there are some clubs like Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Manchester United that earns a lot of money. And in Italy, this is different. Now in Italy is a time to change. Inter is the second team that are working in this way. I think that the way is like in England. You need to earn a lot of money from everywhere. It's difficult that one people can put all this money for the club.
Inter and Roma both have foreign owners. Do you think that foreign ownership is the way forward in Italian football?
I think that is a good way. I hope that other clubs can change in this way, because it can change also our mentality. After many years, it's a time that all the champions that play away in this moment can come back in Italy like 10 years ago.
Last season, Juventus reached the Champions League final. There were two Italian clubs in the semi-finals of the Europa League. The president of Juventus, Andrea Agnelli, said that that was just because those three clubs are run well. But do you think that that was a sign that Italian football is coming back?
I think that we are improved a lot in the last 2 years, and I hope that it can improve. But what I said before, is important to bring back many top players that in this moment maybe play in England, in Germany, Spain. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, all the top players play in Italy. For this reason, now it's difficult. But if we are able to bring back all these top players, I think that we can improve more.
And is the answer there money?
Money are important for all the clubs, because if you don't have money, it's difficult to buy these good players.
If Serie A had the same spending power as the Premier League or the top two clubs in Spain, for example, how much more successful would Italian football be, do you think?
No, I think that the Italian teams can come back to fight for the Champions League every year. The problem was when we lost this fourth place for the Champions League, because you know, in Italy there are four or five teams that can play in Champions League without problem. But now it's important to earn again this fourth seat for Champions League.
You were one of the most talented Italian players of your generation, maybe the most talented player. But to become a successful coach, to win championships in different countries, you've obviously had to work with players who were not as good as you were. How difficult was it to change your mindset and to work with, you know, average players sometimes?
I'm old now, eh? Now is 15 years that I'm doing this job. For one coach that was a good player, when you start it's difficult, but after, when you have more experience, it's not difficult, it's easy to do this job. You need to know your job very well, not only in technical and tactical, but also you should have a good relationship with the players. This is not easy, because you know you have many players that come from different countries, and for this reason, if you have more experience, it's better.
I don't know how closely you watch English football nowadays, but I'm sure you're aware of what's happened to Chelsea. They won the title 5 months ago, and now they're in lower mid-table.
I think that in this moment, Chelsea is like Juventus. They had the problem in the start of the season, but for me, they will come up in 2 or 3 months, I think, because they have a good team, they have a good manager. I don't think that they can have a problem to get a Champions League position.
So you think Mourinho is still the man to take them back, maybe to the top four, or even can they win the league still, or are they
no,
too far
to
behind?
Win the league? No, I think that we win the league. Manchester City will win the league.
You said but, we?
Yeah. But I think that he can get the Champions League position, because he has enough experience for this.
Is some of your heart still in Manchester?
I stayed there for 3 years and a half, very good time. Their supporters, the players, was a fantastic experience for me.
We talked earlier about your relationship with players. You famously had a very close relationship with Mario Balotelli. It was almost father and son looking at it from the outside. What is your relationship with Mario like these days?
Oh, I spoke with Mario when we played a derby 1 month ago. I hope that he can come back to play like 2 or 3 years ago, because he's a talent, and I think that national team need Mario as a player again, because he can change something for the national team, also for Milan, and also for him, because I like him like a guy, like a player.
If there was one piece of advice that you would give him, what would you say?
I say, Mario, try to have good behavior, work hard. Don't think that you don't need to work, because without this it's difficult to come back to be a top player like 3 or 4 years ago. You need to work really hard to think about your job.